person calling asks for somebody else they can talk to. Rotini says, Utini, you hear in the background CSD4. Oh, of course, I'll take the call. CSD4 comes to the comm. Utini.
I just scared the heck out of my cat by laughing. He was not expecting that from me at that moment. He should have known better.
He should have.
I can press a button.
You can even press the any key.
Yes, it wouldn't be the same button I'm pressing, but buttons could be pressed. We are all able to press buttons. It's the democratization of buttons. And yes, I have pressed the button.
Oh. I am so annoyed with Discord. It did not catch my cackling at the democratization of buttons. I was laughing
so
hard.
It got at least the start of it.
Then it cut out the wretched thing.
I'm going to have to adjust the microphone a little bit there.
Roll to cackle.
Hey, this is... Yes, well. This is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars game. I've got Crash. I've got Eely. Because it's like, it's Halloween. As I'm saying this, it's Halloween. And we've got EO. And we've got IQ roll failure by one, okay?
Oh. I tried to roll IQ minus five to cackle. It didn't work.
I would like to know what happened last time, and if Antuxa wanted to reiterate about her patience, that would probably be mildly hilarious.
I was the model of restraint and did not murder even a single person.
Murders were attempted by other people.
My patience is not boundless, but extensive. And certain people looking at you, Mr. Vale, trod extremely close to the edge of it. Also, I spent an inordinate amount of fatigue, and I need to rest.
And Tuxu will begin casting Liamin's tiny hut.
Yes.
A small slug creature appears.
Ho, 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 ho.
Because of a typo.
Both cheetah.
Can I do the Chitika voice in a hut? No, it won't pick it up. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Chitika does not like this costume. Did I break you, Crash? You okay?
It wasn't just one thing. It was the rapid fire. And I literally could not get a yes out when you asked if you broke me. Oh,
excellent. Tin, actually.
Tin?
It's like tin foil.
Oh, like the metal, but yeah.
Is he a conspiracy theorist?
Maybe.
One second, I'm going to go forge a Sparp Boy's signature. I might be able to make a sale. What do I roll to forge Sparp Boy's signature?
Dex minus five.
I love that this is so far removed from reality that I would have to sit down and explain Sparp Boy for 5 minutes for someone to get the joke. As it should be.
Anyway, and then after one person was disarmed, the person who had been left with implanted mind tricks was also disarmed. Disristed, dishanded by Sen after shooting Sandcass for rather a lot of damage, actually.
Yes, but all that damage was to the wrist.
No. The damage was to the wrist for disarming him, but Sandcast actually took quite a lot of damage. I believe he'd gone below zero hit points there.
But it's okay because I managed to hold the blood in with Telekinesis Other. And
that helped.
I'm forgetting Mobster Burr's full name. You abbreviated it.
Barecti.
Barecti. Barecti did say that if it's like if they're injured on the job, the bionic limb replacements are paid for. So
yep.
Hey, that's some decent health insurance.
I mean, they're effectively working, you know, they get the same sort of protection that the people paying protection money get, you know?
That's very well-meaning. Wonderful. Do they also get dental?
Why wouldn't they? Unless they go around doing something daft, like trying to bite people across the room.
What a hard thought. No one would ever do that. Let me just make some notes real quick. This is the origin story for the ranged bite attack. Let it be known that Barecti put the thought into Rand's head.
I'm not entirely sure how in canon we are on that one, but anyway.
Hey, we're still Liv asked about it. Liv asked about true. It, wanted to hear it.
That's true. We do pander to our fans. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. You hear that, fans? Oh, contact us.
We may pander to you. Yes,
payment in Earth dollars or galactic credits.
What's an Earth? Isn't that just another word for dirt?
Yes, but some people have very odd names for their planets.
True. Does Coruscant even have dirt?
Somewhere.
I mean, I suppose they truck it in some places for like gardens and stuff, but...
It's rather alarming when they airdrop a new garden in from orbit.
Well, the last time Coruscant, I only did once and it was a favor.
Coruscant, search for dirt. Where were we? Oh, yes. And
we were starting another campaign.
Healing. Maybe.
No.
With a different set of characters.
Don't worry, it's a one-shot.
I was sipping my coffee when you said that. Most of it's back in the mug.
You should know better.
I should know better than to drink any liquid at all, except when I am talking. Wait, no.
No. No, no. I don't think that'd be a good idea. No.
Anyway, the recap.
I think, does that, have we recapped everything?
We ended with Ran doing a favor for Intuxa, because Intuxa asked nicely, and calling several ambulances.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably need at least three.
Yes, there's been some terrible accidents. This gentleman over here fell on a knife and several bullets. This gentleman over here fell onto a very, very hot... I don't know what it was. What was it, Sen? It's gone now. Beam of sunlight, maybe. Those are rare here. And
laser
this young lady,
cutter.
That might be it, yes. And this young lady over here seems to have broken a finger. Oh, don't worry about that person over there with the tin mask. It's fine. He's fine. He's just sleeping. Ignore the smoke. Anyway, this is a fantastic vacation. And I'm just talking now to fill the silence. Why are all of you staring at me? Is it because I'm talking to fill the silence? Or is it because of the large number of improbable occurrences that have taken place recently? It's because of... yes. Yes, I do see that now.
It's called ambulances. Tretelian, Senos Tretelian, is still sitting over at the stairs, watching what he can see past the mirrors in the darkness. And, well, it's not dark, but it's pretty dim. And being fairly quiet and mumbling to himself a little bit here and there.
Crash.
Yes.
I'm rather concerned about that GIF. What is that from?
I was told that you avoid the GIF warehouse channel in our Discord while you are GMing, lest it distract you.
That's why. Okay, we'll stop looking at that.
I don't know where it's from. I just typed the word ambulance.
Some of these that GIFs really concern me because it's like, is this real? Is this a bit? Is this an outtake from a movie or something? How many people were actually damaged in the course of this filming?
I mean, either that's a bit or it's Florida. I don't know which. And for the one that Ellie has found, I repeat, that's either a bit or it's Florida.
I think that's the bit. I mean, that's clearly it's not.
Yeah, it's Top Gear. It's the bit.
Okay. Well, where I put that.
This has been delightful, but as long as everybody survives, I have less paperwork to do.
We're on vacation. Erst we shouldn't have any paperwork.
Yes, but if we murder people, we have to actually fill out the forms, regardless of where we are or what we're doing when we do it.
Wait, really?
Well, I do anyway. I don't know about you two.
I make a copy of mine, just change the name on top.
Have I been pranked? Am I being, quote, punked, end quote?
No, we are supposed to fill out that paperwork, but I'm starting to think that no one actually checks.
Oh.
Well, that was only for if they were, you know, Imperial citizens.
I'll have to look up the regulations. Yeah, nobody here murdered anyone anyway. Too badly.
Not for want of trying.
Recty sighs, barely.
Well, any fight that you can be carried away from.
Indeed.
All these lines that I'm saying have a different weight to them when you realize that the character icon on the map is wearing Deal With It sunglasses.
Pixelated ones.
Yeah, that's true. That's the Deal With It sunglasses.
Ah.
It's right. A good thing my character has night vision or he'd be bumping into walls like crazy with those on.
I assume you've shoved them up onto your head when it gets really dark.
I'm assuming I'm canonically not actually wearing those.
Reasonable. Also, although I wouldn't be surprised if you had tourist sunglasses that you were wearing, you know, up on top of your head.
Rotini's the one who wears sunglasses.
Rotini's a Jawa.
Yeah.
But his future is very bright.
Giant plastic-rimmed tourist sunglasses.
Utini, which translates to, they're phosphorescent.
That's what I was afraid of.
They spell out the year several decades in the past.
I see Antuxa has gone over to where Senos is.
They have BBY at the end of the year. Nobody knows what it means.
Yes.
Oh, no.
What is that supposed to mean? Utini, which translates to wait for it. Then there's a moment where everyone just stands there staring at each other and Rotini walks away. Not like how Antuxa has walked over to a different character. Let's talk about that.
Mr. Treltium, do you like your job?
Sometimes it'll be okay. Everything's going to be okay.
Hmm. Yes, everything's going to be okay. Oh, all right. Just a moment. I have to find the skill on my sheet.
Mind tricks made by 9.
All right, you are no longer under any compulsion to behave or act a certain way.
Undoing what you did.
Yes, and what Sen did.
Right, right. Go in there, start mucking around, pull everything out.
You but pull that thing thread back where it and came he walks from. Away. Or so help me.
Where's my private GM roll? There we go.
I don't know. It's private.
It might be behind the question marks.
Mm-hmm. He starts doing a certain amount of hyperventilating, but not quite to the point of having a nervous breakdown, more to the point of everything just kind of landed on him and he's dealing. He just That's barely made a fright check. He just barely made a fright check.
Ran opens him. Up his data pad and just starts a section called Glass Factory and adds a to-do, hire staff therapist.
I ended the combat counter. Why do I still have dice on Antuxa?
I don't know.
I want to know why the chat window in Foundry says +1 from accountants and scientists. What did I click to do that? Oh, I clicked under reaction.
Yeah.
I have not been using those.
Mr. Treltian, there has been quite a bit of malfeasance and misunderstanding recently. And I'm afraid you have been drawn into it.
Right. Right. I need a drink.
Yes, I think that sounds lovely. So long as you remain on good behavior and say nothing about this to anyone, except me and Sen and Ran, I suppose. And no, I'm not going to compel that. I'm just asking it. I don't see any reason why you shouldn't return to work after you've had a few days off to recover and go about your business.
The job even going to be there?
Oh, yes. I bought the building. That part is real.
Dornfa's dead.
Yes. Dornfa's dead. And now I own the company.
Didn't make enough money, you know.
I know. It serves other purposes. Besides, most of the people there seem like good people, and I do pride myself on being a people person.
Understaffed.
We could do something about that.
Busy making all the boring stuff, the windshields, the ship windows, the...
Indeed.
Nobody buys the glasses and the jars, and he just sort of slumps against the wall, sort of perhaps realizing that he has wandered off into a bit of inanity.
I'll speak with that young lady at the front desk and see if we can't arrange some staffing. And perhaps an advertising agency or two. Anyway, take a few days off. Get some rest. Recover.
Right. You're going to arrest me.
By no means. Why would they do such a thing?
Trespassing.
Here? Murder.
Yeah? Murder, maybe.
Oh, I think it's safe to say that Mr. Dornva was killed by the same people who killed Boss Bampa and his bodyguards.
I didn't kill them.
No, of course not, and you didn't kill Mr. Dornva either.
Right. Of course not. No reason to.
As for being here, well, you helped me acquire my mirror back.
Oh, the other one.
Indeed. It is such a beautiful piece, and I am so grateful to you.
Good glasswork on it.
I agree. That's all you have to tell them. And now,
right.
I will leave you to your recovery. Please do get in touch through the young lady at the front desk if you need anything.
Right.
Meanwhile, right. Sen and Ran.
I want everyone to know, Ran is not using this time to juggle mirrors with telekinesis other while we wait. You need to know how much willpower he has to avoid doing this. The temptation is strong. Also, Sen would murder him. Did Sen just move 5 feet away from Ran?
No, Sen is watching Sandcast in concern.
Ah, okay.
Sandcast's bodyguard, one of them, is basically kneeling beside him and also being concerned and... you know, checking his pulse frequently and otherwise being, he's stable, right? She wouldn't have left you stable. He's not saying it, but you could sort of tell that's running through his mind.
Yeah, that's fair.
He is looking a bit wild-eyed at people since, you've all kind of revealed yourselves to have things like the lethal glow sticks, and...
Sun has put their lethal glow stick away.
No yeah. one's seen Ran with a lethal glow stick. I'm not even sure if he brought it with him off the ship. My telekinesis is high enough. I might be able to still grab it if necessary. Like Thor, I just reach out and I say, wait for it. We hear several buildings having impacts.
I'm not sure if your lightsaber would withstand that many impacts.
Oh, no, it would not. It would not. Suddenly, Ran is holding a crumpled piece of charred metal. You know, for a moment, I really thought that would work. Well, never used it anyway. That's another distraction. I should stop doing that.
One is being a bit intimidated, but also, well, you people, we're helpful, and, well.
I only wish we could have avoided some of the unpleasantries. Most of them, we did. Some of them, and Ran will take the mask off of the ebony pumpernickel again. But this time, just using his hand.
One moment. Let me...
And then Beth goes to change the character art because immersion!
Yes! Yes, darn it, immersion!
As soon as that mask is off, Rand's going to put it back on. Then take it off. Then put it back on. This new villain's name is the Hokey Pokey.
There. Immersion.
The thought that Rand is having, actually, is when the ambulances show up, it might be good to not have... Like, it's already looking very suspicious to have one of the people here who is clearly injured be wearing a costume of some kind.
I mean...
might be even more over the top than necessary.
The mask is probably a bit, over the top is certainly a word for it that's probably applicable. A long gentleman's cloak and a brimmed hat. He
is
also had a knife.
Fashionable? Had.
You people took it away from him, as I recall.
I feel like I should check for cops.
Outside are a couple of bodyguards.
Can we spray for those? The cops, not the bodyguards.
And is invisible.
Just made it.
Yep. The cops are not visible currently. As noted,
they're also
there was
invisible.
It was noted earlier in the discussion before shooting from mind-tricked people happened that the cops had basically wandered off, apparently. And, oh, look, there's... Yes, you go around the corner, there's a cop.
One cop.
Yes.
That's the loneliest number that there ever was.
Has he been abandoned by his vehicles, police cordon, etc.?
He's on a snipe hunt.
He's just sort of standing around. He's, you know, got a little donut or something. He is studiously ignoring the fact that there was a gunshot from inside. Apparently he does not care. Mob criminals went in there. He doesn't care. He's just sort of going to stand over here underneath an overhang, you know, out from under the rain.
That
then
does
we'll
make him
poke...
the most... Sorry, you go.
Then we'll return and reappear and be going, so who paid all the cops to clear out? Except that one. Back that away.
Berekti, who is the only one who's, well, persons around to. Berekti says, they were like that when we got here. Absent.
Oh, I've heard that so many times. Oh,
I was
serious.
Kind of worried about that.
I didn't pay him off. I don't think Sandcast did either.
Ram will nudge
you, Manon? No.
Ram will nudge the Black Beetle. So
this tin-plated twit's boss did. Great.
Most likely. Or they just realized, wait, we're waiting outside here because there were lots of bombs found in there. Why are we waiting outside here when there's lots of bombs in there?
Correct. Well, that fellow wanted one more of us to die, so...
Yes, they also wanted the floor to fall out from underneath us. Well, you specifically. Although we were invited too, so maybe us too. To have you land in front of the mirrors, plural, because they didn't know which one, and be within range of a variety of relics.
Anyway, my worry is mostly that ambulances are going to show up. Hopefully not with cops, but I don't know how much of a problem. Okay.
Depends on which ambulances it is and whose pay they're in.
Ren has already called several ambulances. So Ren will mention which numbers have been dialed and ask for clarification.
They're reasonable enough if we send a bodyguard with them.
Oh, good.
She'll be fine. She's a civilian. Gestures over at Cassie. There is, faintly through the night, the wee-oo-wee-oo sound of air car ambulances or some kind of air car siren coming closer.
Before Cassie here gets loaded up, we need to see if we can track whoever was possessing her with her. And is Entuxa still gone? Where's Entuxa?
In the other room there next to the stairs, next to Senos, who is just sort of sitting there. He's not having a nervous breakdown. He's made his fright check. Exactly. He's not having a nervous breakdown, but he is perhaps using this time to not have a nervous breakdown, if that makes sense.
Entuxa?
Yes, dear.
I don't know how to track force link things.
Well, I'd be happy to teach you.
The ambulances are coming. Loudly.
Ah. I'm sorry. I believe I understand what you're saying now. All right. I actually don't know which one I should roll. I can't remember which one we had me roll last time. Was it disturbances or force sense?
Let's go to with... Track... the lower of those.
Okay.
Oh.
And you rolled a 7 and made it by 7. The link, you severed the link when you shielded. You got the impression of the glowing red eyes glaring at you that then faded quickly. So the link is frayed and severed on Cassie. What little you have of a residue of it feels like it's fraying or vanishing or something even faster. Like whoever it was stopped trying to get through your shielding basically immediately. And your sense of their presence and their anger at you and the faint faraway danger that this is receding. And
do I have a sense, though, of the, like, would I recognize the mind if I felt it again?
Probably, although you might have to feel it again fairly directly close up. You would probably not spot them in a crowd if they were doing any kind of shielding at all.
Okay.
But if you were standing right next to them, if you were feeling them do something in the force, yes. Also, the way it's receding, you have a sneaking suspicion that they are getting out of Dodge, or, well, getting out of the Mog City anyway, speedily.
Time to chase them to the logistics mobile, otherwise known as Sen's Starship.
Spaceport?
Probably going to take you a little while.
Yes, I have to pack my bags.
If you want to chase them.
No, I don't think we want to chase them. I'll recognize them if I see them again.
We don't have time to pack, so we just send a note to the hotel to have them ship our luggage to a certain address. The attendant looks at the address, then they look at it some more, then they look at it some more. Then they look at the tip and shrug and pack the bags.
I feel like packing all of Antux's bags quickly might be a bit of a...
That's what the little floaty bots are for. Mm. And the army of mouse droids used to carry the luggage. Just imagine that with a reverb from how many of them are doing that at once.
The ambulances will arrive and people will be loaded into them. Unless there's anything that you want to do before they get there.
Well, Ran is curious about what we're doing with the Ebony Veil.
He will get loaded onto an ambulance as well if no one...
That's why Ran wants to have the conversation beforehand, because there might be some who actually don't want him put on an ambulance.
Berekti and Hurston have a slight... are having a slight conversation, and Hurston will go with Ebony Veil because at the moment... Antuxa, eavesdropping, made by 9. They're having a discussion about whether they want to make sure that this Ebony Veil creature fellow, whom none of them recognize either, makes it to the hospital, doesn't make it to the hospital. And they're deciding that actually they do want him to make it to the hospital because maybe he will have useful information about whatever the Kryph turned their blood like this. At the very least, they need to figure out enough about him to toss his apartment or whatever and see if he left any written stuff. But they don't actually fancy the idea that one of them dying at any point could summon some weird demon or whatever the Kryph Ebony Veil thought was going to happen, or whatever actually is going to happen. You know, is their blood actually just weird? Was that fake? You know, is it a ritual that only makes them have weird blood? Hurston is standing up for Antuxa, that he's sure that Lady Antuxa can manage to figure out what's going on, and Berekti is doing a certain amount of, that may be the case, but we shouldn't make it harder for her now, should we? Manston, of course not. You get the idea.
That's kind of them. So Hurston is escorting Ebony Veil to the hospital.
Yeah. He will do the escort on the Ebony Veil. Berekti is going to go with his bodyguards to the hospital and have other bodyguards meet en route so that, you know, that's roughly what Sandcast's people are doing, except, well, for the fact that they're escorting their boss. Right. And Hurston's bodyguards, his men were the ones who were out guarding the door. And they are staying out of all the shooting, possibly because he told them to, possibly because he didn't want them in the line of lightning.
Probably wise. Well, I will not interfere with any of this.
The ambulances arrive. People are assorted into them. There are a few cops who start questioning the people at the front there. You know, what are you doing here? Why? Blah, blah, blah. Can we get a bribe from you people for being here and when you're not supposed to? You get the idea. It's almost as if they've recognized that these are hired thugs. Well, people connected with the organized crime of the city, and they don't actually want to get involved. If no one wants to go with Cassie, she's going to get shipped to the hospital all by herself.
They put Sandcast and Cassie in the same ambulance. They reach out and hold each other's hand during the drive.
No, I don't think so.
No, I think they're very much both very unconscious.
Yeah, that would be the... Yeah.
They reach out and hold each other's hand. Someone else looks over at Rand and says, "Stop doing that." How did you know it was...
I don't think they're going the same... They're not in the same ambulance either. The ambulances are basically more of a one-person style. But you ordered enough for everyone.
Once Hurston takes custody of Ebony Vale, I am going to assign SCA to escort Cassie and make sure she is taken care of at the hospital. I might not have the authority to do that, but I don't think he's going to question me.
He looks over to his fellow SCB, those being Sandcast's people. They make meaningful expressions at each other, and then he nods, and he will indeed escort Cassie in the ambulance.
Okay.
At some point, just before everything gets... before Hurston leaves, he will murmur to Antuxa, "Well, if you need to get glassware from here into the Empire, I may have a few contacts."
I appreciate that, dear. Thank you. Promise I'll be in touch.
He does a nod that is it's not a bow, but he might. Not a horribly deep bow either, but the sort of bow that one gives to, well, equals. It's your fault, Antuxa.
Yes. Meanwhile, on the Bucephalus, the comm rings.
Unfortunately for everyone, Rotini picks up. "Utini, yes, hello. We're wondering if you could put us in touch with somebody in charge." "Utini." I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. "Utini. Is there anyone else on board that we can speak to?" "Utini."
I don't even know what you people are doing yet, although you did certainly wind up talking to Imperials more than Republic, which is hilarious to me.
The only thing that I want to definitely be canon is that at some point, Rotini does write a memoir. The contents will be left perfectly vague, and we don't know when Rotini wrote it. It might already be written in that arc's continuity.
Indeed. It is a mystery till someday we go back and finish some of it and also see if you save the galaxy or not.
Person calling asks for somebody else they can talk to. Rotini says, "Utini." You hear in the background, CSD4. "Oh, of course. I'll take the call." CSD4 comes to the comm. "Utini."
I just scared the heck out of my cat by laughing. He was not expecting that from me at that moment. He should have known better.
He should have.
Sitting on the back of my chair, so he was very, very close to my head when I started laughing.
Poor kitty. Right. Everyone gets packed up, and the cops ask some questions of people who are not wounded, but mostly the people who are not wounded would like to, you know, they have to leave now. Their employer is leaving. You know, yes, their employer is escorting someone who got hurt, etc.
Right.
And Sen is going to write a final report explaining that they tracked down the person on this as in the party tracked down the person on this planet who was being used as the front man, but the mastermind has fled the planet, and we will be pursuing and attempting to find a way to undo the effects of the weird ritual. But we've removed the dangerous artifact from the premises. And then we'll send that to the detective.
The detective will thank Sen for the update and also ask if they think this is why the boss had them post guards and then pull the guards back just before midnight. Because yes. The commissioner was acting weird.
Seems like a pretty good chance.
Great. The detective appreciates the update and hopes that if you catch the culprit, then some... She hopes that another update will be able to be sent, that you've caught whoever it is, so she doesn't have to worry about them doing whatever it is to the commissioner again.
I'll do my best. The stuff they wanted has... The stuff they wanted is at least leaving the planet with us. So they shouldn't be too interested in Themog City anymore.
She certainly hopes not.
Me too. Then out.
The nod, the venom out, and yeah. End of holocall.
And that's that loose end tied up. At least for the moment.
So help me if this mirror ends up being in Darth Chardonnay's bathroom.
That sounds like a terrible idea. I don't think Darth Chardonnay wants a demon in his bathroom.
It's not my personal bathroom. It's a guest bathroom.
For the demon?
For when someone from Mysteries visits.
I don't think he wants people from Mysteries visiting. At least he...
That's why that mirror's in the bathroom. Yes, you are understanding. They go to use the restroom real quick with black hair. They come out of the bathroom with white hair.
So you're all in a... have we been playing for about an hour?
We have.
You're all in a deserted enclave, and we've been playing for about an hour, so we can take a break.
Right. Can we leave the room with the bombs in it now? And there's the punchline. I hope you all heard it once. I'm not doing it again.
But you do it every time, Crash.
Rand doesn't do it every time. And why am I talking to myself in the third person?
You have two mirrors. One not quite panicking conspirator, accomplice, something, who will probably leave after the cops have left. The cops probably want to ask you people questions, but they don't want to very hard and can be induced to go away with either mind tricks, a mild bribe, or simply saying that you were with one of the other individuals, aka mob bosses, crime lords, who were there. And Tuxi uses mind tricks made by four. Yeah, that makes them go away.
For the last time, I really am an accountant. Stop using quotes when you write that down on your tablets. I see you doing it. Ren is yelling this as they leave.
They go, yeah, yeah, they leave. Okay, two mirrors, one accomplice who
one
will scurry out the door away. One tin mask that Ren has stuck into his pocket.
Yeah, he's going to ask and Tuxa to take a look at it just to make sure it doesn't have some type of like evil force residue on it or whatever. I mean, that's okay, but it depends on whose evil force residue it is. But otherwise, yes, he's keeping the mask.
And Tuxa, just for grins, why don't you make that a blind roll?
Okay, what am I rolling?
To see if the mask has anything weird on it. Let me just look down and see what... I think you are usually using psychometry or force sense on those things. Usually psychometry. The mask has been worn. You get the images of when he's been wearing it, And a lot of the time, it's been stuck in a pocket, and it's not a mask that he actually imbues a great deal of mysticism in. This is a mask that he made, and he views it as a dramatic disguise more than a alternate personality or anything, and it does not appear to be mystically altered in any fashion. This was all his idea, apparently. Great.
Then it's a wonderful souvenir that Ran will keep.
You can hang it on the wall. It's actually not bad craftsmanship.
No, I'm adding it to my inventory. Right under hat that has seen better days.
I see. Yet another thing for your droid to dust. All right. And Tuxta, you may...
Why can't I find it? You have to look under key items.
Let's see. I should probably put everyone onto a different map, since I assume you're going to send Senos home and do something with the mirrors. I will at least... Where did it go? Oh, come on. There it is. Preload.
Oh, I just realized. So for the hat that has seen better days that has been in my inventory since the desert planet arc, it's still listed as equipped.
I'm not necessarily going by that because...
No, we have to retcon all of our mental imagery of everything that's happened since then to picture Ran wearing a hat that has multiple holes in it and old Rob complaining that this particular hat looks better than old Rob's.
You said retcon with an R. Now I'm trying
to make I misspoke. It's
datacron,
late.
Retcron.
We're wrapping up because it's late.
Yes.
Yes, a retcron does sound like it's late.
The real holocron was the retcon along the way.
And Dixie, you made a research roll. Frankly, what you would really like to do would be to toss the guy's apartment or something and see if he wrote down anything about this ritual. Because the ritual, he was researching things and he said he was given the ritual, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
By someone else. So tracking it back is... Yeah, you can bash in a door if you want.
Made it by 11. I could have done it about 100 yards.
Yes, but do you know where he lives?
That's what it took us for. Anyway, these rolls are jokes until proven otherwise.
Did anyone search Ebony Vale before you sent him on the warehouse? Not warehouse, the ambulance.
I can't imagine Sen wouldn't have.
Yeah.
You did come up with, of all things, not an ID card, but yes, you came up with a key. And a wallet that has some credits in it of the sort that you keep when you might want to, you know, hire an air taxi or something.
A key.
A key.
I would like to use psychometry on the key.
It's a reasonable thing to do.
I would like to hand the key to Antuxa.
Only missed it by 2.
I'm not very good at psychometry.
Better than me.
Tuxa, you can get an image of the building where this key is used. It's a key that's apparently used on the building and on a room, and the room is emblazoned with a 34. And with enough, basically, you get to spend a few hours doing the equivalent of Google Maps view until you find some buildings that look like they'd match and you can go trying the key on them and you can get to it. It may wind up being the next day.
That sounds like a good idea.
It is an apartment building that is actually not that far from the Themog glass location. I will put a little dot on the map just because I can.
Just so everybody knows, Beth and I are now on the Themog tourist map.
Oh, yes. Why isn't everyone else? Did I not activate it?
You didn't activate it. You just went there.
That was daft of me.
I'm there now.
Yes, I've activated it now. I hit the wrong button.
Hey, that's a throwback to when we opened this episode.
In the apartment, emblazoned with its 34, is... actually, the guy's real wallet with, you know, all of his usual ID cards, etc., etc. His apparent a name, which I suspect you people will ask me, so I'm just going to get ahead of that and go click, click, click to find it. Come on, where are you? It's Torvar Vikrati. I will copy that and paste it in.
Okay. And Tuxa will go to open the door with the key, look at Rand, sigh, and hand him the key so he can use TK Other Forced Entry to turn the key in the lock. Rand will look back at Tuxa as if to say, I don't need your patronage, but thank you. I'm using it anyway.
It's a little apartment. It's basically not quite a one room. There's a tiny little entryway sitting room. There's a horrible dingy kitchen. There's a cramped fresher. And there's a bedroom that basically fits an itty bitty closet and a bed. The little tiny entry front room has stuff where he was making a costume or something. Ah, and Tuxa has made a search by 8.
That's a private role, by the way.
Yep, you can unprivate the roles if you want.
I can't.
You can't?
Nope.
I mean, there. You can click either. Once
Once I do a blind roll,
they're all blind?
If I, as a player, if I do it as a blind roll, I can't. The only thing I can do is delete them.
Ah, okay. You can make future rolls unblinded if you feel like it.
I'm making these blinded because I feel like it.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I'm still going to reveal the search one because you made it by 8, and I think that's worth viewing.
Okay.
You're looking for the notebook stuff.
Yes.
Is basically in about the second place that you would look. It's not under the cushions of the bed. It's under the cushions of the couch. It's not under the mattress. You did find extra money there.
I was going to say.
No, it's in
and a space
the couch.
Sheet-o.
So there's a folder even. And it has a whole bunch of stuff about Ishkarhul the demon and the magician who summoned him and historical / mythological references to Ishkarhul and all kinds of things that Ishkarhul might like and is supposed to be a demon of. That would be fortune and wishes. And it's the sort of thing that, frankly, you're a little surprised wasn't taped to the wall with lots of red string connecting it.
Yeah, that's about what I expected.
Then, tucked into the back are a set of flimsies that feel, honestly, they feel kind of familiar. This feels more like the sort of flimsy, the texture is what you would expect from somebody who got it at one of the higher class stationery shops in the Empire. Either Ziost or Drummondkos, or maybe, you know, one of the other high population Imperial worlds.
Again, about what I expected.
Mm-hmm. This ritual does not actually say much. It says it's for summoning.
That's an occultism roll made by 7.
Ooh, nice. Let me grab a... Come on, where are the notes? Where are the notes? I have notes here. Where are my notes? Scroll back. There's that. We're ignoring that one. The notes say something about the glass arc and Ebony Veil or Vikrati or whatever appears to have scribbled on them a great deal and appears to think that glass arc refers to the mirror, that the mirror is somehow a container. That's Raiders of the Glass Arc. and that the arc requires at least 3 bearers.
Yeah, Ishkarhul is an arc demon.
Yes, apparently. Apparently.
Don't you mean archdemon? No, it says it right here. Maybe it was a typo.
It's with a K, not a C.
That also means that this is the Raiders of the Glass Arc.
Yeah, apparently. Your occultism. Okay, let's see. Quick, scribble. All right. I would like you to give me a second occultism roll to see if you have even heard of this thing. And I'm not going to hit it a penalty because you might actually be tapping into that you made it by 7 again. Okay, this is going to take a little bit of actually tapping in through a few cutout things to, well, honestly, your parents, because they have the ancient knowledge stuff. This is an ancient knowledge style thing that is going to take research there. There's a thing about an ever-shifting, ever-changing container, translate arc, that is carried by the souls of 3 sacrifices. The sacrifices must be unwitting, not just unwilling, but unwitting, and that the arc will provide some form of satisfaction, and then something very destructive will happen.
Wow. They translated "something very destructive will happen" into "and we will have our wishes granted."
Form of satisfaction was achieved, and then something destructive happened.
Well, the good news is, now that our alternative business friends know that Ebony Veil means to sacrifice them, it appears it won't work.
Hopefully.
That's why I said it appears. Mm-hmm. I'm not making any promises, but I think they can probably relax a little.
And reflect on their choices, yes.
I frankly expect very few people who would summon a demon to get power to have the self-insight necessary to reflect on anything. But
it was a mirror. He can reflect on that. Sorry.
That is why Rand said it that way, yes.
Anyway.
And just threatens to hit Rand with lightning.
I am going to have to go back to Drome and Kos and do some proper research on this. In the meantime, I'll tell them to not bleed too much. And don't let anybody stab them.
Don't die.
Yes. Please don't die. I like you, and also I would prefer to finish out my research and put this whole sordid business behind us.
And Tuxo would consider it a personal favor if you did not die.
Yes.
Oh, I guess. For you. You asked so nicely.
Yes, I am a people person.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the annoying thing is that this is a lovely bit of what the ritual was. It does not... It may have how to undo it, but it's not a very good... you may have to figure out how to undo it.
And I shall, given time. However, I think that's about all we can do from here. Anybody else want to do anything before we go? Sen, do you want one more salad?
No, I'm fine. I'd like to get out of here and...
go back. Home.
Yeah. Are you going to return the mirrors?
No.
Mirrors.
Why would we do that?
One of them is mine. Oh, no. I am going to give one of the mirrors, the one marked A, I am going to give back to the Whispering Lantern. And
he thanks you greatly for its return. He was worried he would never see the thing again or it would be damaged, and he is very thankful that you returned it.
I like this fellow, and I do ask him to let me know if he finds anything else that I might be interested in.
Well, he's mostly interested in the magics of skill and not of inborn power.
Indeed, but if you happen to notice anything that... Anyway, do give me a call.
He ponders you for a very long moment, and then he nods and extends his hand to shake yours and says that yes, he will.
Thank you.
And then he goes and fusses over his mirror and, you know, goes to get out some polish and whatnot, and did it have a grand adventure? And oh dear, it got a little bit mucky down at the bottom there, didn't it? You poor thing.
I take offense. I cleaned that.
Yes, but did you clean it with a carefully selected soft toothbrush and...
Okay, crit success. I cleaned it on the molecular level. It doesn't even have a patina anymore.
It's supposed to have a patina. It's getting cleaned anyway. Although this may be
that's fair.
A bit more
that's perfunctory. Fair. That's fair and valid. He's free to do with his mirror what he wants, but I do not consider this crit success of telekinesis other wasted. There is not an iota of muck on there. Rand takes pride in his lack of work. Wait.
No, I guess that's right.
I am going to crate up the mirror that Ebony Vale thought was the active one and take it back with us to Drummond Cause.
We'll have top men look at it.
Before we pack this thing off to our superior, I feel like we do have an audit to finish.
Indeed. What do you suggest?
Well, I think we should see if that apprentice is still hanging out where they were.
Very well.
But that's probably for next week.
Actually, if you go and look up that scuzzy apartment where you found the pureblood gal who was at least answering to the name of Dickens, please, not in my face.
Ah, yes, Dark Lord Dickens. You're right.
not Dark Lord Dickens. Dark Lord Dickens, please, not in my face.
All cats are dark lords in their heart.
Yeah.
Zygel.
Where you left a alleged Darth Zygel, it's empty. There's no one there. And you can't even find a record that there was anyone there for the past 2 years.
When I'm emperor, I'm going to outlaw mysteries.
Who put the water pitcher back in the fridge without refilling it? It's a mystery. That's illegal.
All right. Well, I have some obeisance to perform, I'm afraid. You can come with me if you like, but I fear it may be rather boring. Hi, Mom. You'll never believe what I found on Ord Mantell.
Did you find that rumored holocron or datacron or whatever it was?
Well, yes and no.
That sounds... Oh no, is it broken? Was it fake?
Well, let me come by, and you might want to clear off a tabletop or two.
All right. They're
not thrilled all being so close together.
Oh, we'll get the... Yes, okay, we'll put it in the basement, and we'll make sure that they are in the warded boxes. This is delightful. Yes, come on over.
Okay, kids, each of you pick up one and stay within 10, say at least 10 feet away from each other.
Yes, they do still have most of their junior...
Only one ancient force horror per child.
Yes.
No, I misspoke. Not within 10 feet. At least 10. No, get. Stop making them fight. Yes, that's just very amusing.
Do not hold the things together via the poles you've been given.
Okay. Okay. Just this once. 5 credits on the Dark Lord. No, the other Dark Lord. Okay, here you go. Fine. Last time I gambled. Give it all my money to a 6th grader.
And Tuxa does have one more errand to run. She needs to go talk to Darth Chardonnay.
Right. Should we do that one?
Sure.
Okay. Are you bringing your friends or are you doing this one solo?
Either way, it depends on whether they want to come.
Ram will tag along.
I'll be there if you want me there. But that wasn't me saying I don't want to.
I would dearly appreciate the pleasure of your company, dear.
Of course.
You can get an interview with your master quite quickly. It seems to be more of a, you know, after the usual urgent business hours. And I will... Yes, that's the right reload. And debate.
Guess who hasn't been in this room since before the token rotation thing changed?
You people.
Oh my gosh, everything is so bright in here.
Oh, is it?
Dear, that's a lot of light sources.
Oh, no.
Is that something I did to my token?
They're all different, so yes, I think that this is... Who has better... You have the night vision. Yep, the people with night vision are getting whited out by the light sources.
We walk in, and Rand starts using telekinesis other to just turn a whole bunch of light bulbs a quarter turn to make them turn off.
Either that or you have to lower your sunshades there. I don't know how Ram to
puts
that.
On his deal with it sunglasses. Yes.
Lighting control. Daylight. Draw lights. Source transition darkness. I don't want to clear the lights, but I think I'm going to turn a lot of them off now.
I can't delete characters from the map, so now there's two Rands. You brought this on yourselves. Why do you stop there? The couch is a wall?
I think the sofa is a wall.
I'll have to go look at your walls at some point.
So help me, nice, if I end up making this episode scene. The sofa's a wall.
There, those things are way too bright. Why are those things so darn bright?
I still think it's funny that part of Darth Chardonnay is being played by Mo.
Yeah, well.
I think it's perfectly fitting.
Yes, you would. Okay, I have turned off the vast majority. Is that the wall or is it great? Why is this a window? I draw windows there. Don't mind me. I'm just going to make.
Oh, I can't get rid of the extra RAN, but I was able to put one right on top of the other. So now I can cast mirror image.
That's certainly a statement. All right, ignore that.
I use the new force ability, mitosis.
Me.
Ah! Counterspell.
You are all welcomed in. The lights are dimmed accordingly for those of you who find that it is a bit too bright in here. Didn't know any of you were Riemanns, but well, that's completely different. Never mind. Darth Chardonnay says, Tuxa, apparently we own a glass and transparent steel factory now?
Indeed, my lord. After all, it is nominally a Republic planet, and my cat's paws in Thermog City have agreed to do a little moonlighting as freelance reporters, shall we say.
Well, if you think it could be useful, so long as it doesn't get found and nationalized by the Republic, but even if it does... Yes, I approve the money transfers already, don't worry.
I appreciate it, my lord.
I believe I have some paperwork here.
Indeed. Oh, and I have brought you a gift.
Inclines it. Looks curious.
She will turn over one of the holocrons that she kept back from her parents.
Ah. I hope this isn't the sort of exploding gift that tends to come with the paperwork that you've submitted.
No, not at all. This is...
Very nice.
I found it entombed in the basement of prehistoric Twi'lek Jedi temple. I thought perhaps you might be interested.
Thank you. And Tuxa, you have been a good and competent and effective apprentice.
Higher praise was never spoken, my lord. Thank you.
And it would please me greatly if perhaps upon your graduation, when I sign this paperwork, will you remain as my vassal lord?
I should be delighted, sir.
He will take out, upon sign. He will take out actual paperwork, that appears like it might even be real parchment and not just a nice grade of flimsy, and a fountain pen, which he actually pricks his thumb on so that it includes blood along with the ink as he signs his name and hands the copy to you.
I am most grateful, my lord.
Lord Antuxa. And with your status does come a raise.
How lovely.
Yes, I know you don't particularly need it.
No, genuine gratitude, my lord.
Offers the hand that was not lightly thumb-stabbed to clasp wrists with and welcome.
Thank you, my lord.
To Sen. Congratulations, Sen. Now you're a senior apprentice.
There. I'll do my very best, my lord.
We'll see if I get any juniors soon.
Oh, this will be such fun.
Yes, I assume you're going to requisition Sen and Ran as needed for your duties in the future as well. That's so long as it doesn't interfere with what I'm dragging them around to do.
With your permission.
Of course. Which I will generally, I believe, grant. And now, have I thoroughly preempted what you were going to ask about?
I'm afraid I've forgotten all about it. I have it written down. I'll contact you when I find it.
Of course. And I am pleased. Now go rest, recuperate, and enjoy yourselves for an evening or two on a civilized planet.
Thank you, my lord.
Yes,
I'm sure we'll find something to get up to. And on that note.
I do believe that's probably the end. It's been a while. Thank you all for playing. Thank you everyone for listening. I hope you had fun. And I'm Beth, and I've had Crash and Eo and Ely. And does anyone have anything that they want to plug?
Eo's mom writes books.
At Elizabeth
McCoy. Scary books.
I don't think I write scary books. Do I write scary books?
It's Halloween.
Yes, but unfortunately, I'm not sure I write scary books.
The patrons are going to hear this in November, and everyone else is going to hear it in February.
My birthday is in November.
Happy birthday!
And my birthday is in February.
Yes. Happy birthday!
So
get them birthday presents by buying books.
Yes, right. Yes, exactly. That would make me very happy. At wherever ebooks are legitimately sold, or, you know, you can always check them out at like Hoopla or the library and make sure you get one that you like. That would be good. And speaking of good things, like patrons who are going to hear it in November?
Well, we put all these podcasts at aaronbsmith.com. And yes, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shan Shen, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, oh yeah, it's the end of an arc. You all get 5 points.
Hooray.
Huzzah! Now, where's that elderly voice that always chimes in at the end of these episodes? I'm hoping I can get an asset in finding a larger apartment. I have a very large number of tchotchkes that I have, unfortunately, no room to keep in here.
Where need assets to get assets?
It's... Oh, no, that pile of them fell over on the droid. One second. Here, let me help you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And now you all have an asset in... You see, I told you I would be here. No, you didn't. Never mind. You all have an asset in... Not following a train of thought, I think.
That's a horrible asset. Rob, that you're losing it, Rob.
That's not an asset. I have to agree, that's a detriment.
Asset or superpower?
Neither.
According to this here book, I think it's a disadvantage, Rob. You get points for it, though.
That same and I get book says that honesty is a disadvantage.
Well, can be. Never mind that, though. We gotta go.
And why does that guy have a nicer hat than me?